This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. UN rights experts have condemned Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen for causing heavy civilian casualties that they say amount to war crimes. Charles Garraway is a member of the expert team.
If the removal in the targeting process of the protections built in and designed to protect civilians, if the removal of those protections is such as to effectively undermine international humanitarian law, then yes, they may arise to violations of international humanitarian law, and in certain cases, provided the necessary intent is there, to war crimes as well.
One strike earlier this month targeted a fish market in the city of Hodeidah that killed dozens. The panel criticized the Houthi rebels for firing missiles into Saudi Arabia, shelling the city of Taiz, committing torture and using child soldiers. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, when asked about the report, insisted the U.S. role in providing training and intelligence to Saudi coalition forces is aimed at reducing civilian casualties.
Our conduct there is to try to keep the human cost of innocents being killed accidentally to the absolute minimum. That is our goal where we engage with the coalition.
Mattis said the U.S. wants to bring the warring parties to the negotiating table. He said U.S. forces are focused on attacking al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants. British Prime Minister Theresa May in South Africa Tuesday pledged to make her country the biggest investor in Africa.
The U.K. is one of South Africa's largest trading partners, with our trade worth over £9 billion last year. And we've agreed that as the U.K. prepares to leave the EU, we must think about how to grow that trade in the future.
As May announced, the British government would invest more than $5 billion in African economies. Ghana announced a $20 million deal with Britain. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Canada will enter into detailed trade talks Wednesday after the U.S. and Mexico announced a new agreement Monday to replace the 24-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Chrystia Freeland, the Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister, met Tuesday in Washington with the U.S. Trade Representative.
It was a very constructive meeting with Ambassador Lighthizer and his team, and we'll be back again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to continue the discussion.
Freeland said the breakthrough between the U.S. and Mexico clears the way for what she called significant, substantive, and productive conversations. All three countries have been engaged in rounds of negotiations for more than a year. But Prime Minister Justin Trudeau cautioned his government would only sign a new trade deal that's good for Ottawa.
We're in the process of renegotiating NAFTA with our southern neighbors, and we're pushing hard to conclude an agreement that is win-win-win.
Canada said it intends to protect its dairy industry with a regime of high tariffs on dairy imports. Russia's Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu Tuesday announced the biggest war games held by his country since the end of the Cold War next month. That includes almost 300,000 troops and 1,000 aircraft. The exercises, to include forces from China and Mongolia, will simulate large-scale warfare. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura Tuesday invited the U.S. and several other countries for talks in Geneva next month to discuss the way ahead on the political process. Meanwhile, there's growing concern about the fate of civilians in rebel-held Idlib province as Damascus prepares an assault. John Ging is with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
Recent weeks have seen a further serious deterioration of the humanitarian situation in the northwest, with intense aerial bombardment and shelling reported in parts of Idlib, Aleppo, Hama, and Latakia governorates, resulting in the death and injury of civilians and the damage and destruction of civilian infrastructure, including schools, hospitals, placing even more strain on humanitarian responders and vulnerable host communities.
Meanwhile, Russia accused rebels of preparing a chemical attack, while senior U.S. officials warned both Russia and Syria against using chemical weapons ahead of their assault on Idlib. Iran's parliament was unconvinced by answers provided by President Hassan Rouhani about the declining economy. His testimony came in the face of reimposed U.S. sanctions after Washington withdrew from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. Nigeria is investigating the authenticity of an audio recording of a teenage girl abducted last February pleading for help. Leah Shirabu was among 100 girls abducted by Boko Haram insurgents from a school in Dapchi in Yobe State. U.S. consumer confidence at an 18-year high, with a strong labor market and consumer spending, although trade deficit widened in July. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.